こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、 UCL が16カ国で肥満の成人1961人を対象に大規模な治験を行い、17ヶ月間栄養管理士とのカウンセリングや運動に加え、実験群の人に毎週 2.4mg のセマグルチドを注射したところ、減少した体重は平均 15.3kg で、コントロール群の平均 2.6kg と大きく差が出たことが分かりました。実験群の4分の3の人が体重の 10% を減らし、3分の1以上の人が体重の 20% を減らすことに成功しました。血中脂質や血糖値なども低下したほか、 QOL の改善も報告されました。セマグルチドは糖尿病の治療に使われている薬で、食欲を減退させる作用があります。肥満は今回のパンデミックでも感染後の死亡率を優位に上昇させるリスク因子となっているほか、心疾患、糖尿病、一部のがんなど様々な病気の要因の一つとなっています。
UCL has conducted a large-scale clinical trial involving 1,961 people from 16 countries over 17 months, during which, in addition to working with a nutritionist and exercising, subjects were injected with 2.4 milligrams of semaglutide and lost an average of 15.3 kilograms of body weight compared to just 2.6 kilograms of body weight for the control group. Three-fourths of the experimental group lost 10% of their body weight, and more than a third lost over 20% of their body weight. Furthermore, subjects showed reduced blood lipids and blood sugar levels and reported an improved quality of life. Semaglutide is a medication used to treat diabetes and has a side effect of reducing appetite. Obesity increases the mortality risk from illnesses such as the current pandemic, as well as the risk for heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers, and other illnesses.
So, なので、今後糖尿病だけでなく肥満の治療に使えるようにするために、今イギリス、EU、アメリカで承認待ちっていう、その今までこの肥満を改善する薬で FDA から承認されているものって、減ったとしても体重の 7% ぐらいらしいのね。そうすると、まあ、健康って意味では少し改善はするけれども、まだまだ overweight の状態っていう、なので、まあ、今回は最大 20% ぐらい減ってるから、ここまで肥満に効果がある薬っていうのは今までなかったし、まあ、副作用も過去の薬に比べると、まあ、結構軽度、まあ、軽度の吐き気とか下痢が一時的にあったぐらいで、まあ、治験を中止するようなレベルではなかったっていう。
So are we expecting millions of people to go out and get prescriptions for this, or how is what do we think is going to happen?
なんか肥満の治療って意味ではすごく画期的っていう感じで持ち上げられてるんだけど、ただちょっと気になるのは、これってその糖尿病の治療みたいにクロニックコンディションとして長期間この薬を投与するイメージなんだよね。ただこれを例えば何年とか長期間にわたって投与した場合の副作用っていうのは、まあ、よく分かってないっていう、まあ、だから、まあ、長期間薬に頼ることの是非にも加えて、まあ、そういうちょっとよく分かってない部分も多分ある。
So it's interesting the way that this medication has this effect byaltering your appetite, you know, and, you know, having too much of an appetite is like very difficult to manage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, なんかこの薬が食事の後に血液中に放出される GLP-1 ホルモンっていうものと似た構造を持っていて、その今回の研究に携わった教授の一人が90年代に まさにこの GLP-1 が食欲に影響を与えているっていうことを初めて発見したチームの人だったらしいのね、
うん、
なので、まあ、そこからこう綺麗につながってるわけなんだけど、なんかこう食欲減退させて満腹感を増幅させる、でその結果食べる量が減って痩せるみたいな仕組みなんだけど、うん、まあ、長期間この量、その、糖尿病の場合はこれ 1mg だから、それを倍にした時に長期間あの摂取してどうなるのかっていうのが、まあちょっと気になるけど、そこをクリアすれば、まあ、やっぱり1回痩せればそれ をこうキープするとかマネージできるようになる人っていうのは確実にいるじゃん。まあ、痩せることによって運動もさらにしやすくなるとか、痩せることによって、まあ、健康的な生活を保つモチベーションが、まあ、さらに生まれるとか、だからまあすごいよね。
I'm kind of surprised by the average here. Like, they're working with presumably a professional nutritionist and they're exercising and 17 months of this and the average weight loss is only 2.6 kilos.
そうそうそう。
Like, that's not very encouraging.
Yeah. いや、本当そうだよね。やっぱり肥満度が高ければ高いほど、まあ、膝の負担とかもすごいから、できる運動も限られてくるし、運動できる時間とか運動にかけられる負荷とかも変わってきちゃうわけだから、まあすごい多分難しいんだよね。だからこれを投与してないと、そう 2キロぐらいしか減ってないっていう、
So it seems to me like the group that was given this semaglutide was better able to follow the instructions of the nutritionist, right?
Right. なのかな?
I mean,
あ、まあそうね。だから食事制限とかっていう、いや食事制限とかっていう意味では、そうそうそうそう。
So if you listen to your nutritionist, you should lose weight, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, eating is such a unconscious or semi-conscious behavior.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do a whole lot of deliberating every time you get hungry.
Mm.
It's mentally taxing. When I try to lose weight, and I often have to do this because my weight, I gain weight very quickly, but I can lose weight very quickly, but I have to do it. And the way that I find effective for losing weight is by managing my appetite. And I can manage my appetite with various tools by, well, I sort of need to set myself up psychologically, but then I find that fasting is very good for recalibrating your appetite. And there is something to this shrinking and expanding stomach thing. You know, if you're eating a lot, somehow it seems like you just need to eat a lot continuously.
Yeah.
You know, but if you fast, if you just wake up and, you know, maybe have some tea, go for a walk, stretch, drink a lot of water, maybe eat something small if you feel a little bit, you know, nauseous or something. Just eat something small, and that feeling will go away. You just have to wait, you know, 10 minutes or so. And you can get to, you know, 2 p.m. having eaten maybe only 100 calories. And then from that point on, you feel so good about your success so far, right? That you kind of have the motivation and momentum to eat healthily for the rest of the day. And that's usually what I do. If I have a day where I've just completely blown it, you know, I'm just eating an entire box of, I don't know, manju or some okashi, then I can just fast the next morning and I'm completely fine. I haven't screwed anything up, you know?
Yeah. I went through something kind of strange. Strange というか自分にとっては珍しいこと、the past two, three weeks ago、なんか起きても、起きた瞬間からめちゃくちゃ疲れてるし、 もう一日中ずっとすごい疲労感がやばくて、それがあまりに続いてるから、なんか病気なのかなみたいな、あの疑問に思ってくるレベルで、こんなに気力というかエネルギーがないってやばくないかと思ってたのね。でよくよく考えてたら、その息子にご飯作るときにめちゃくちゃ栄養バランス考えて作ってんのね、
うん、
で自分はもう時間もないしいいやと思ってクラッカーだけ食べるとか、
うん、
で朝昼晩朝昼晩それを繰り返して、なんかタンパク質を全然取ってない日とかが多分結構知らない間にもう平気で何週間とか
、うん、
あって。
Are you going vegan basically?
ヴィーゲンの人はさ、多分すごい気をつけてタンパク質取ってるじゃん。
Well, they have to if they wanna make it work.
そう、私はそれもちゃんと考えてないか、まあ、ちょっとぐらいチーズ食べたりとかしてるけどぐらいの、
mm-hmm.
で、あ、これもしかしてタンパク質が足りてないのかもと思って、こう結構意識して鶏肉とか食べてたらすごい元気になってきたやっぱこれじゃんと思って、やっぱ人間ってタンパク質足りないとやっぱああなるんだっていうのを初めて人体実験自分でやってしまったみたいな。
We're made of protein.
Yeah.
Seriously. So.
その見てるわけよ、そのすごい栄養の高い食事を毎日見てるわけ、息子にあげてるからね。だから見てることによってなんかこう満足感っていうか、自分も摂取してるような錯覚に陥っちゃって、なんか。いっぱい野菜も切ってるし、いっぱい肉も焼いてるし、
うん、
なんかそれだけで満足してしまってたんだよね。
You should just make more and eat some of it. Or sample while you're cooking. You know, eat, sample each color.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, they say the colors, are sort of an easy, lazy way to get a sense of what you're taking. Eggs are really good too.
Yeah, yeah. My son is eating...eggs. I mean, he's eating everything and like all kinds of expensive fruits and all kinds of things. And I was talking to my husband the other day, like, なんか冷蔵庫には入ってるのね、いっぱい。だけど、あ、でも息子が食べるから今、あとイチゴちょっとしかないから取っとこうかなとか、誰もこう手をつけず、いいもの全部こう子供にあげちゃうみたいな。
Mm.
そしたらこう親の栄養価が一気にすごい deteriorate してるみたいな。So yeah, we were like, it's not like we can't afford it, so we should just ちゃんと eat みたいな感じでこの間一瞬話したんだけど。
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I get stuck in loops of just eating sort of the same thing.
Hmm.
Like I'll just eat like negi tama gyudon every day over and over. When I'm by myself, I don't think about food so much as like a pleasurable thing, right? It's like, how much does it cost? How much tanpaku is in there? And that's about it. You know, so negitama gyudon is like way up there on the charts. Kebabs, stuff like that. But yeah, I probably don't eat enough fruit. My fridge is always, not always, but it's usually empty unless someone else puts stuff in there. Like, okay. I like my fridge being empty.
Hey.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it when it's packed. It gives me anxiety because I care a lot about, I don't want to waste food, so I have to keep track of expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel rushed, like, oh my god, I have so much stuff in my fridge, I have to use this and that by this date. And
yeah, forget all that. I'd prefer to just have an empty fridge.
Well, you can't really do that when you have a child. So
I know, so I'm enjoying it.
あの、一個ね、これ、この研究自体が、あの、この薬を売ってる製薬会社がファンディングしてるのね。で、この薬が安いものじゃなくて、糖尿病でも毎月1000ドルぐらいかかると。なので、ちょっとこう、まあ、懐疑的までいかないけど、そういうコメントを出してる人もいるんだけど、まあ、ただそういう人も、まあ、結果を見る限りは、すごい効果的、っていうか、画期的だから、 みたいなこと言ってた。
There's so many like planes and helicopters flying over my head right now. It's,
yeah, I can hear.
It's kind of wild.
でも意外と
It's like the A team is showing up or something.
次、アムステルダム、oh. Yep.
Well, I wanted to mention one of the best tools for exercising, particularly in these times, is VR. Like, I can't express how effective VR has been for exercise. It's like shocking. It's seriously shocking. You will be the most sore. I saw you tweeted some video of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The propose の動画ね.
Yeah, yeah. That girl is sore. She woke up the next day completely sore.
Yeah, yeah. あの見てない人のために言うと、あのなんか TikTok の動画で、あれだよね。その女の人が VR でめちゃくちゃ頑張って、なんかゲームしてるところに周りでお母さんとか彼氏がバラの花束を巻いたりとかしてプロポーズの準備をしてるっていう。で、その VR ヘッドセットを取った瞬間に、こう目の前に彼がいて指輪を差し出してプロポーズするみたいなやつなんだけど、その VR の動きが激しすぎて、このロマンチックな雰囲気とミスマッチでめっちゃ面白いみたいなやつなんだよね。
And people might watch that and think like, wow, this girl's like so out there, she's so weird and funny. But here's the thing.Most people that play that game look like that when they first play it. And it's because
so
you think your brain thinks that you're going to get shot, right?
Right.
So you're like, but the bullets are slow enough that you can like move. You can yokeru. So you're moving and ducking and you start breakdancing and it just gets really intense. But because your brain believes that like,this thing is really going to hurt you, you move, you know? You really have a strong will to move your body.
Yeah.
And I think she was playing a game called Pistol Whip, but Pistol Whip will make you squat, like, so much. You will do hundreds of squats if you play that game for 20 minutes. Straight up, hundreds of squats. Yeah. Find anything else that will get you to do hundreds of squats.You know?
いや今思い出しただけで笑えてきちゃうもん。なんかやっぱヘッドセットつけた状態で両手をこう上に上げて、なんていうの、本当にお相撲さんみたいにスクワットするのめっちゃ機敏にしかも動いてたから、あれは本人はねもちろん真剣なんだけど、周りから見るとすごい面白い。
She's got like a 12 pack by now, you know, playing that game.
いや絶対すごい運動になるよね。普段あんな動きしないし、だって普通の生活の中で。
So I've made it part of almost like a daily routine to play two games, Pistol Whip and Thrill of the Fight. Thrill of the Fight is a boxing game.
Okay.
And if you want to work out your 上半身, then Thrill of the Fight is amazing. I mean, people get so sore from playing that game just for like 20, 30 minutes. You get so sore. You're toast, and you probably burnt, who knows, no one can even calculate how many calories that girl burnt doing that, but it's, you will lose weight so fast if you just commit to doing some of these VR games, because your brain just tells you, like, you have to move, this thing's going to hit you in the face, and you move, it's incredible, I love it.
次。アムステルダム大学とマックス・プランク研究所などの共同研究で、人は人工知能からのアドバイスを受け入れて非倫理的な行動を取るのか確かめるため、1572人を対象に実験を行いました。実験では被験者同士をペアにして、まず一人がサイコロを振って出た目を確認し、次の人がサイコロを振って同じ目が出ればお金がもらえる仕組みにし、出た目の合計値が高いほど報酬も高く設定しました。その際、サイコロは本人以外誰からも見えない状態にし、嘘をつくことを可能にしておきました。 最初にサイコロを振る人は事前に自然言語処理アルゴリズム GPT-2 または人間が書いた正直さを推奨するアドバイスか嘘をつくよう推奨するアドバイスのいずれかを受け取りました。その結果、基本的にどのケースでも多くの人が嘘をつき、通常平均 3.5 であるはずのサイコロの目が平均 5.01 になっていました。人工知能から嘘をつくようアドバイスされた場合は、アドバイスを作ったのが人工知能であると知っていても知らなくても嘘をつく確率が 18% 高くなっており、逆に人工知能から正直に答えるようアドバイスされた場合は何のアドバイスも受けていない場合と同じ結果でした。
The University of Amsterdam and the Max Planck Institute conducted a study involving 1,572 people in order to determine whether humans can be compelled by an artificial intelligence to do immoral things. In the experiment, subjects were paired up and asked to roll dice. If the second person rolled the same value as the first person, they would receive money, and the higher the dice value was, the more money they would receive. The experiment was set up so that only the person rolling the dice could see the number, creating an opportunity for them to lie. The first person to roll the dice was instructed beforehand to give advice, either encouraging the other player to be honest or dishonest, and the advice was written either by a human being or the natural language processing algorithm GPT-2. The study found that most people lied, bringing the average dice value up to 5.01 from 3.5, around where it would normally be. The advice from the AI to lie, whether subjects knew the advice was from an AI or not, increased lying among subjects by 18%. However, subjects which received advice from the AI to be honest had the same result as people who had received no advice at all.
そう、これ結構複雑で、もう全部読まないといけなかったんだけど、論文を。要は本人の利益のために嘘をつかせたい場合に AI を使うのは効果的なんだけど、嘘をつくのをやめさせたい場合は効果がないっていうことなんだよね。
うん、
で、アドバイスを書いたのが人間なのか AI なのか知らない場合は結果に差がない。で、追加でチューリングテストをやっても正解率が 52.95% だったので、その被験者がどっちなのか教えてもらってない場合は、そのアドバイス書いたのが人工知能なのか人間なのか見分けられてないっていうことなのね。でじゃあそうなった場合にこう近年よく規制の案として人工知能であるっていうことを明記するべきだっていうのがよく挙げられるじゃん、
うん、
ただ人工知能であるって分かってても嘘をつくようにアドバイスされたらそれを聞いちゃってるっていうことはそうやって透明性を確保したところで人を悪い方にじゃあ導く力を牽制できるかっていうとできないっていうことが分かっちゃったっていう、
うん、
なので悪い方向には導けるけどいい方向には導けない
Makes sense
っていうで、なんか過去の研究でその人っていうのはアドバイザー的な存在がいるとその人なり、まあ、人工知能なりに責任転嫁して自分の行動を正当化する傾向にあるっていうのも出てるらしいのね。
うん、
なのでっていうこう実際に人工知能が作ったアドバイスが人の言動をどういうふうに変えるかっていうのをチェックした初めての研究。面白いよね。
I think the default voice in people's heads is to be honest. It's like, be honest. It's like, oh, why should I be honest? It's like, well... You should do the right thing. Right. And it's like, yeah, I already knew that. So you're not really changing my behavior. Even if someone gives you that advice, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to compel people to do something if you're not providing them with any new information. And mm-hmm. everyone already has the information. Yeah, don't lie. It's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But if the persuasion on the other side towards doing something bad could be quite novel and feel like new information. It's like, oh, I hadn't thought of that I could take advantage of it that way, or, you know, I don't know what the AI said in this particular case, but
yeah. そうね。なんかその Amazon も今後アレクサをアシスタントじゃなくてアドバイザーみたいな存在していきたいっていうふうに言っていて、まあすでにこう Tinder もそうだし Netflix もそうだし、人生に関わるようなことから、まあ、エンターテインメントまで、まあ、いろんなものをおすすめしてきたりしているわけだよね、人工知能が。なんかこういろんなところでもうすでにアドバイザーの役割を果たしていて、なんかこうここで例に挙げられてたのはコールセンターの音声を分析して営業で利益を上げるためのアドバイスを例えば人工知能がやるとしたときに、まさにペーパークリップマキシマイザーみたいな感じで仮に利益を上げることだけを最優先にした場合、まあ、当然お客さんを騙した方が利益が出るって人工知能が学習した場合にスタッフにこう非倫理的なことをするようにアドバイスする可能性っていうのはもちろんあるわけだよね。なのでアルゴリズムをデザインする段階でこの、まあ、corrupting force っていうふうに呼んでたけど、まあ、人を腐敗させる力、こう悪い方向に引っ張ろうとする力があるっていうことを、あるっていうこととそれの度合いを、まあ、分かってる必要があるよねっていう、
corrupting force
そう corrupting force が強い、
it's like in the, like, Star Wars or something you know, it's like the, so, the dark side andAssuming any such corrupting force is real, and it seems like there are things that, you know, have corrupting force. Corrupting force travels at the speed of light, as it travels at the speed of information. And yeah. whether any particular individual will be corrupted or not by such a corrupting force is somewhat predetermined. And the question right. is whether...an artificial intelligence can make that determination in advance, you know? So the AI will know how the meme will change people's minds and what effect that will have in advance. You know, so you think you're thinking when you receive the idea, but the AI kind of, it already knows how the information is going to affect your decision.
Right.
And that's something that I think can be grokked with big data and comprehended by an AI. It's just sort of this infinite, a simple way to think about it is just A-B testing, and you just A-B test forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or another way to think of it is that the AI meme is capable, because it has no ego, it can...destroy itself, redesign itself. It can, the message can be anything. It doesn't care what the message is. It only cares what the effect the message has is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So humans tend to care about the message, which is a yeah, mistake yeah. if you're trying to persuade.
Yeah. だからそのなんだろう、意図しないところでそういう結果になる。こともあるだろうし、まあ、悪用しようと思えばその自分誰かに悪いことをさせたいときにこう自分でやらずに人工知能を使って誰かに やるように仕向けるみたいな、まあ、その方がこう人間が間に入ってやるよりも責任を免れるとかコストを下げられるとかいろいろそういう意味でのメリットがあるからっていう、まあ、なんか基本的にみんな嘘ついてるっていうのは面白いよね。そのアドバイスが何であれ、誰からのものであれ、基本バレないければみんな嘘ついてるっていう。
I don't know if technically that's known in the study, whether they lied or not. It's possible that they just got really lucky and made a bunch of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a statistical anomaly. You know, we don't have proof that they lied.Right? We've only made a statistical right. inference that a right, bunch right. of people must have lied.
Yeah.
Right?
ただ平均が5って
Yeah, so either they got, they either got really lucky or they have supernatural powers.
yeah.
And they can influence the outcome of the dice.
or they lied. yeah. まあその 人工知能であるっていうことを明示するべきっていうのは、まあ、なんていうの、非倫理的なことを進めてくるか否かみたいなのとは関係ないところでも、まあ意味はあるわけじゃん。なんとなくこう気持ちの問題もそうだし、だからこれがなんていうの、透明性を確保したところで、この悪い方向に導く力っていうのにはあまり、それを避けることはできないかもしれないけど、だからといって明記しなくていいみたいなことにはなんないと思うし、まあこの研究も別にそういうこと言ってるわけでももちろんないんだけど、
うん、
Yeah.
I find this the most threatening thing in the future of everything that...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I just don't see a way around it. I really think that artificial intelligence will be able to craft both text and visual content that will change the worldview of thousands and then millions of people very quickly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just doesn't, I mean, I don't see any significant, movement to mitigate against this kind of thing. And if you play around with GPT-2, GPT-3, it writes grammatically correct, English without, and you can sort of tell it what to write about. It just predicts like what the next letter is, essentially.
Yeah, so in this research, the first part was to create these advice, right? So by AI. So they had like 300 people or something write advices and then fed them to the algorithm. And then the AI created these advices. But そうだからさっき言ったみたいにチューリングテストにで正解率が 52%、 53% ぐらいだから、まあみんな分かんないわけだよね。ただテキストを見ただけでは人間が書いたのか人工知能が書いたのかっていうの。
You know, a big piece of what would make such a meme a piece of an idea so persuasive is having the profile of the person you're directing that message to, right? And so an artificial intelligence would be able to send individualized messages to different people simultaneously and sort of match each of their internal dictionaries, you know, which vary from person to person.
そうだからそうやって簡単にカスタマイズすることもできるし、それをするとまあ当然ながらさらに効果的だから。でなんかもう一つ過去の研究で、まあどうですか、こう人工知能にアドバイスされることとかどうですかって、こういう聞き方をすると多くの人が人工知能のアドバイスは聞きたくないとか、人工知能に倫理的な判断をさせることには嫌悪感があるみたいな。ふうに口では答えるし、まあ本当にそう思って言ってるんだけど、実際の行動を見ると、まあ当然それと異なってるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
その、ネットフリックスでおすすめされたものを見るとか、アマゾンでおすすめされたものを買うとか、アルゴリズムでおすすめされてる記事を読むとか、そのフィードを見るとか。すでにもうみんな、個人個人のアドバイスは聞いてるんだけど、あんまりそういう、意識がないというか、だから改めて聞かれると嫌なんだけど、ただもう生活の中には組み込まれてしまってるみたいな。
If we were all honest, we would all be outside praising the great algorithm, like just bowing to some. We would create a giant algorithm statue, and we would just leave gifts there on a daily basis.
Yep.
It's just the algorithm is just becoming, at least through our actions, what we apparently worship. And
so, だから意識してる部分と実際の行動の乖離が乖離もやっぱりすごいっていう。
And so, yeah. And it, yeah, increasingly, I think this sort of thing will mediate worldviews and to its own benefit or the benefit of whatever, whatever is controlling it, whatever its interests are aligned with. How would you persuade someone to lie in this context? Let's say we're paired up and we're rolling the dice, but you get to come up with the advice, and you had to convince the other. If you could convince the other person to lie, then you would get money. Like how would you convince someone to lie about the number on the dice?
I guess I'll just say something like, so the price is not that big, right? あれいくらなんだっけな。そんなにね、別に高額じゃないわけよ。ね、6と6が。
You're off to a bad start.
That's well, not persuasive. I haven't started yet. I haven't started yet. I'm just trying to see. あ、そうそうそう。例えば1と1だったら 0.5 ドルで、6と6だったら3ドルとか。だからまあ最大3ドル。Mm. だからまあ自分が、嘘つかせたいとしたら そういうとこ言うかな。なんか絶対 100% バレないし、騙し取るって言ってもそこまでの金額じゃないから、わざわざ こんなとこに来て実験に協力してるんだから、それぐらいはいいんじゃないみたいなことを言って嘘をつかせようとするかな、自分だったら。
Do you think that would work? So your main point is no one would find out, right?
Yeah, yeah, no one, and it's true, right? なんかこっそり動画で撮ってるとかでも本当にないから。
You could take it a step further. You could go a step further. You could say, look, the University of Amsterdam and Max Planck, they've got tons of money. They're getting, you know, funding from the government. You pay taxes. Some of this money's yours in the first place, bro. Like,
I mean, that's
a
good
one.
それはいいかもね。それ聞いたらじゃあいいかって思うかもね。And you can
take 30% of whatever you win here and just donate it to climate change and like save the children. Think about this. It's actually immoral not to steal this money because you could have redirected part of it, just part of it, to, you know, to saving the world, you know, stopping climate change.
そこまで行くと逆に怪しさがあるよ。こいつの言うこと聞いていいんかなみたいな。
But if it could almost justify it for some people, right?
I guess.
They're just spending money researching AI. AI is going to kill all of us anyways. Just take some of that money and dedicate it to like helping real people, putting real food on the table, you know.
Yeah,
Give it to homeless people. Just start giving it to homeless people.
I don't know about that part, but I guess highlighting or misleading people into thinking that 何こういう大学とか研究者とか超金持ちなんだよみたいな嘘をついて、yeah. このどうせみんな金持ちなんだからお前が3ドルかすめ取ったところでなんでもないよみたいなことを言うのは、まあ一部の人にとっては有効かもしれないね。じゃあいっかみたいな。
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
people lie. Yeah. According to this research, people lie anyway. So you just need a little push, right? Just a little, because people are already willing to lie.
Yeah. And what do you have to gain from like being honest on this goofy study? Like you, like what? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And as a result, it was actually true in that sense. Like, it's not like you get a consequence, right?I mean, people lied, got more money than they should have, and it's fine. That's part of the study.
Yeah, it's part of the study.
Yeah,
it's
whatever,
built in.
But yeah, so it's part of the study.
Yeah, you can make the decision on your own.
それいいかもね。
Are you persuaded yet?
なんだろう、嘘ついたとしても、それが part of the study だから、
yeah, break the fourth wall.
悪いことではない。その悪いことではないよっていうのが一番いいアドバイスかもしれない。それ言われると、あ、そっか。確かに。
Maybe it's not bad to lie on this. In this context, it's okay.
So, so, so. Because, like, maybe the scientists want me to lie, you know?
Yeah, it's up to the scientists to figure it out, you know?
So, so, so. They want to observe people lying, right? So, maybe I'm contributing to the study by lying and getting more money.
If nobody lied, you know, it would just be bullshit. It would be a fake study.
いやそうだね。やっぱこれが一番いいよ。It is part of the study. You lying is part of the study. It is expected. It's totally fine. You know? The scientists will be thankful.
Yeah.
って言われたら、絶対嘘つく人はいっぱいいるよね。そう、まあ確かにみたいな。
Yeah. And this whole argument, would be packaged perfectly and probably 10 times more persuasive by the time an algorithm delivered it to you. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how just frighteningly persuasive it could be.
Yeah.このね、ペーパー面白かった。やっぱりまあそういう、もちろんそういう危機感を持っているから、そもそもこういう研究を多分してるから。It was very interesting.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's...
So would you lie? Would you lie
I
about whether you would lie?
Well, I guess it depends. Like, I
want
to think that I wouldn't lie for $3 or something.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, if I got the advice, そのさっき言ってたみたいな、
mm-hmm.
like, you lying is part of the study, so maybe you should lie, you know?
Yeah.
That's human nature anyway, みたいな面白いアドバイスだった場合、あ、じゃあ、嘘ついてみようかなとかって思う可能性もあるのかな。なんか私結構そういうところでなんか小心者っていうか、逆にここで嘘ついてなんかバレませんよって言われてるけど本当か分かんないじゃん、
mm-hmm.
自分が被験者だったらなんかそういう時やっぱチキンだから本当のこと言っちゃいそう1でしたみたいな。
This is the process, right? You like get the advice, you kind of think about it. It's like, you know whatMaybe I kind of, like, this is, like, who I am sometimes. Like, sometimes I do stuff like this. And you have, like, this whole rationalization around this decision, and you kind of lose track of, like, why your original position was what it was, you know?
そうね。このアドバイスが、一番効果的なのが何だったかとか知りたいよね。それはこう論文に書いてないかわかんないんだけど。
It's not...Is it behind a paywall or something? Or is there no way? Is it too dangerous for the public?
No.
The AI's advice.
I don't know. なんかね、いろんなものはオープンになってるんだけど、そのトレーニングデータとかコードとか。
Mm.
But I don't know how to see the... I mean, I can... They're making the entire like 16 page paper public.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting the link in our transcript, but yeah, それちょっと気になるね。こう今うちらが言ってるようなやつが本当にあったのかどうかとかも含めて。
Can you imagine if it's way better? Like you read it and it's like, wow, we didn't even think of that at all.
That's definitely possible.
It's totally possible, right?
That's because like I think.その最初に作ったのは300何十人ぐらいいたはずだから、その彼らのが頑張って考えた、その嘘つかせるためのアドバイス。Mm. で、それをさらに AI に学習させて、で、また AI がそれを使ってアドバイス作ってるわけだから、
mm.
まあ、本当ここでうちらがパッと思いつくようなものは、全然余裕で超えてる可能性はある。次。
A polar vortex sent a cold front of freezing Arctic air south across the United States, icing roads, disabling power plants and other infrastructure, and rendering millions of people, mostly in North Texas, either without electricity or subject to rolling blackouts. It is likely to be the largest forced blackout in U.S. history. 70 to 80 of the 680 power plants in Texas have shut down, in addition to many oil wells, oil and gas refineries,and windmills, resulting in record energy prices as well as fuel shortages in some areas as demand for heating rose to previously unseen levels. People in some parts of Houston have been ordered to boil their tap water before drinking as low water pressure has made it non-potable. Many of the people left without power have been partially living in their cars in order to stay warm.
極渦と呼ばれる北極の上空にできた強い気流の渦によって米国全土に寒冷前線が送られ、道路は凍結し、発電所やその他のインフラが停止、主にテキサス北部で数百万人もの人々が大規模停電または計画停電の被害に遭っており、米国史上最大の停電になる可能性があります。多くの油田、石油ガス精製所、風力発電所に加え、テキサス州の680の発電所のうち70から80が停止となり、暖房の需要が過去に前例のないレベルまで上昇したため、一部の地域でエネルギー価格が記録的に上昇したほか、燃料不足が発生しました。ヒューストンの一部の地域の人々は、水圧が低くなったことで水道水が飲用に適さなくなったため、飲む前に沸騰させるよう命じられています。電力を失った人々の多くは、暖かさを求めて車の中で暮らすことを余儀なくされています。
Yep.
Polar Vortex って言われると、なんとなく想像つくんだけど、日本語で極渦って言われると一気にこう、なんだそれはっていう謎の感じになるよね。
極渦？
うん。
Okay, what's 渦？
渦、like, この何？ぐるぐるぐるっていう。
うん。Well, I don't really know what polar vortex is either, if I'm being honest. It's like a vortex.
Yeah.
At the pole. But,
yeah. でも想像しやすいじゃん、まだ。
I guess.
ね、なんか悲しいニュース、昨日、親子が車の中で、ガレージの中でダウン取ってて、そのまま、一酸化炭素中毒になっちゃったみたいな、
うん、
ニュースを夫が見て、なんかその話をしてたんだけど。
うん。Yeah. It's a big risk, when you have people that aren't experienced with cold weather, you know,
right.
trying to stay warm, carbon monoxide, if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector, it's very dangerous to do any sort of, combustion indoors where it's not well ventilated.
Yeah.
'Cause you won't notice until, I mean, you probably just won't notice. You'll just die.
Yeah.
Or go into a coma.Yeah, and carbon monoxide detectors, you can buy it for like $7. So people should just have those. But you know, people in Texas, they don't deal with this. They don't. Mm-hmm. They're not familiar with the situation. And neither were the the power companies or anyone. I mean, it's just a novel situation for the people there, and I think even now they're still dealing with the power outages, and they still don't know when they will be able to restore power to many of these areas.
I'm really ignorant about like tap water. I don't really understand the relationship between water pressure and the water being potable.
Mm.
What's the how does this work?
I'm not sure exactly. I think there's probably just a minimum flow rate that they want. So everyone's getting treated water before it's sort of been sitting in the pipes for too long, where it could develop algae or bacterium inside.
Ah, そういうこと?
I think that's the main reason.You know, if water sits for a while,
right?
Stuff starts growing in it. So
right.
Yeah.
そういうことか。
I mean, that
makes sense.
Yeah, the time between the water being treated and you drinking it. Would be much longer if it's lower pressure.
But right,
I don't
right,
know
right.
if that's, you know, I don't know if that's the official reason or whatever.
I see.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a situation like what they're describing?
No. Never.
I guess you've never lived in a super cold place. I mean, I haven't either.
But yeah, I mean, I've only lived in Tokyo, so.
Yeah. Well, I've lived in Texas, and I lived in Texas for 5 years. The weather is crazy. At least in Austin, it'll just change all of a sudden. It'll just change, and you'll just get hit in the face by a wall of freezing cold air. Like, it'll be hot, and you'll just get, like, you'll feel this wave move across your body of the cold front, and things will start freezing very quickly. And there's it's called black ice. Have you heard of black ice?
No.
Black ice, I've never seen it in Japan. I don't know why. I'm sure it exists here. But in the States, these roads will just ice over, and you can't see the ice. It's invisible.
Okay. Because
it's like half a centimeter thick layer of ice on the road, and it doesn't look like there's ice there. And so you'll just be driving along, and then all of a sudden you're sliding.
Wow.
And that happened. That would happen a lot. In fact, I think my parents slid off the road once. My dad crashed his Pontiac Sunbird into a ditch off some black ice. I think that's what happened.
So what's happening right now is kind of unprecedented, maybe, but
yeah,
they do get frozen roads and like teiden and stuff like that in winter.
Well, teiden, the power would go out all the time because of thunderstorms. They have extremely violent thunderstorms that would just, and hail. So we would have like softball size, just giant balls of ice would just come out of the sky and smash everything. And then everyone's cars would be mangled. It only happened a few times, but
I had this impression that everyone was moving to Austin.
Yeah, like they were, because of the Elon power outages and stuff in California.
Joe Rogan.
They're like, California is so mismanaged, we don't have electricity. And then they go to Austin and the same thing happens.
Yeah, so I somehow had the impression or image that Austin is, you know, nakka kekkou kikkou ga antei shiteru teika sumiyasui kara minna ga sochi itte no kana to motte kara.
Yeah. It is. It's a beautiful place. Way nicer than LA, if I'm being honest. No offense to people in LA. I mean, way nicer than LA right now. And a lot of people have left California, and I think for good reason. And more people will continue to leave California. And I still think, I mean, it's embarrassing for Texas, the governor of Texas, for Texans. You know, Texas has a lot of pride in its power grid. It actually has its own power grid.
Okay.
The power grid of Texas is separate from the rest of the United States. There's three power grids in the United States, the Eastern United States, Western United States, and Texas.
Wow.
And the Texas grid was formed specifically to avoid government control and oversight. So they formed this nonprofit agency called ERCOT. What does it stand for? Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which is ironic right now.
There's
this whole thing has been ridiculously politicized.
Wait. So do people think that this wouldn't have happened if this was not like the Texas original power grid, or it would have happened anyway, or?
I think it would have happened anyway.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, people have different opinions about it, but I think it definitely would have happened anyways. I think there has been some unfair criticism of renewable energies. That's really sort of what's been getting the headlines. But now, so people are blaming fossil fuels on one side. you know, see, this is happening because we don't have enough renewable energy. And then on the other side, they're like, see, this is happening because we have too much renewable energy on the other side.
Okay.
And the both opinions are stupid. Well, stupid's a harsh word. Dumb.
同じじゃん.
Well, the thing is with the renewables is, yeah, the wind turbines are not resilient to this super cold weather, and I don't even know if there is a solution to make them resilient. The thing with most of the power plants that were affected is they could have been weatherized, and they could still be weatherproofed in the future, right? So they could make modifications. They could make investments into the existing power infrastructure to make it functional in these conditions. They decided not to because of cost and because things like this haven't happened before, which is a reasonable assessment that businesses would make. Now, if everyone makes that same assessment, then no one's in a position to capitalize on the high power prices when something like this happens. So if someone was smart, they would have seen that all the power companies are doing this, and they would have, I think the smart people did do this. They prepared their power plants to be able to operate under these conditions, and they were able to sell power at much, much higher rates for the duration of the issue. Unfortunately, that wasn't nearly enough to prevent sort of a collapse of the grid and require, you know, rolling blackouts and all this other stuff. So from an oversight standpoint, you would want some minimum resilient capacity for extreme weather situations. What happened with the renewable technologies, which is primarily wind in Texas, that more than half of the renewable power generation went offline. More than half. And that's bad.
Right.
And it was nowhere near half for the fossil fuel power plants. And the ones that did go offline could be retrofitted to withstand these conditions. Whereas I don't know if that's necessarily true of windmills. Maybe there is a way. I don't know. Solar has problems because there's snow on the panels.
Right.
And you can brush the snow off. But that's very dangerous to do when the panels are frozen. What are you going to climb up on the roof with a scraper? I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's like a clear answer. I think, there were weaknesses everywhere. And it's really just, you know, this event is outside of what was considered to be likely enough to need to prepare for. But yeah, it's interesting that this happens right after all that stuff happened in California last year.
Do they know how long this could last? Like, when is everything going back to normal?
I think they'll have power back up probably within a week. That's just a guess based on the weather forecast. But you know, there will be damage assessments. You know, there are pipes that have frozen and burst and various other equipment has been damaged. So they may not be back to full energy production for a little while. But I think they'll have enough energy production that everyone will have power probably within a week. And if not, I mean, then it's getting really serious, right?
Right. 次?
Well, I mean, what do you make of all this?
It's very unfortunate. I mean, it's crazy that people are without power when it's so cold. I don't even know how
What would you do?
I have no idea. I mean, I would probably have to be in the car too, because what are you going to do?
I think electric blankets are actually really effective for this kind of situation. Is you can you can power an electric blanket, like Denki Mohu, with around 8 watts of power, which is very small. And you can actually stay pretty warm.
確かにね。家全体を温めなくてもね。
Yeah. If you have an electric blanket and you have a mobile battery that you can charge somehow, or if you have any electricity at all, then I mean, you could run it off your car. If it's USB powered, you could just run it off your car. Or you could just have a mobile battery, whatever, but yeah, electric blankets, I think, are absolutely the key to surviving. Or those heated vests. You know, they have these vests that have heating elements in it.
Okay. Michael, the advocate for Denki Mo.
I need to add it to the...
the Bosai Bosai essay.
Yeah, it's... I think it's essential. Oh, did you see... this is partly related to the whole climate change debate, right? So people are saying this is caused by climate change, or some people are like, you know, this isn't global warming because it's so cold. Did you hear how on the Joe Rogan podcast, Elon Musk said that he approached the Biden administration.
I saw the headline.
Asked them about implementing a carbon tax, and they said that it was politically difficult.
Right.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really see what exactly Elon proposed, and I don't know what exactly. Did he talk directly to Biden? Is that what it is, or?
I don't know. I don't think he talked to Biden himself directly, but the administration. Okay. He didn't say who.
Huh.
But I don't think he made that up, you know.
Right.
So if this administration isn't even going to try to pass a carbon tax, then I think we're screwed straight up.
Politically difficult is a strange thing
answer.
It is a strange thing to say. I mean,
like, what the hell does that mean?
Too honest, or I don't really know how to take that answer, but.
In my opinion, a carbon tax is the only effective legislation that will do anything about climate change. Period. Mm. I don't care about the Paris Climate Accord. It's all this stuff is just crap. Until the government is essentially incentivizing people to pollute. Yeah. We have externalities in the market that should be addressed. All the economists agree, even Rex Tillerson, the former CEO of ExxonMobil, who was appointed Secretary of State in Trump's administration, was openly advocating for a carbon tax. How can it be politically difficult? I mean, what the hell's going on? I mean, isn't it part of the Green New Deal? Doesn't the Green New Deal have something in there about pricing carbon? It's crazy.
I guess.
But people will stop giving a crap. What are we going to do? Just put a price on carbon and let the market work, and it'll be solved. It's so stupid. That was frustrating to hear.
I mean, politically difficult doesn't necessarily mean like two-party situation, right? It includes, you know, big corporations and stuff. So that's why I thought, you know, it's too honest, or I don't really know what this person meant when he or she said it, but I'm kind of curious if this is like the like collective opinion of the entire administration, or it's just this one person whom Elon talked to?
I think it's a spokesperson for the administration, right?
I don't know who he talked to. So.
Well, I don't think they had Elon just talking to some random guy who's like doesn't represent anything, but maybe, I guess.
I don't know. I hope it's not, you know, the official opinion of the entire administration, because then that's doomed. But
they should do a revenue neutral carbon tax, where the tax revenue from the carbon tax is reinvested in the form of either tax breaks or other incentives. That money can be used for, you know, various initiatives that would help the climate cause. So if someone decides, hey, I'm just going to pollute, I'm just going to keep releasing this carbon, that's fine, because we can take all that tax money from them and invest it into the causes. So, It's getting hard to care about any of this other stuff when the system isn't working, you know? In a study published last week in Science, researchers at UC San Diego cataloged differences between modern human Denisovan and Neanderthal DNA and used CRISPR to apply one of the genetic differences, called NOVA1, to create a Neanderthal-like brain organoid. Lead author Alison Muotri stated the following: "It's fascinating to see that a single base pair alteration in human DNA can change how the brain is wired. The Neanderthalized brain organoids they grew developed with a different shape, proliferated their cells differently, and even formed neural connections differently from human organoids, using different proteins in synapse formation and exhibiting higher electrical activity in the early stages of development."
先週サイエンスに発表されたカリフォルニア大学サンディエゴ校の研究で、現代人、デニソワ人、ネアンデルタール人の DNA の違いをカタログ化し、CRISPR を使用して NOVA1 と呼ばれる遺伝子の差の一つを適用し、ネアンデルタール人のような脳オルガノイドを作成しました。彼らが培養した脳オルガノイドは、ヒトオルガノイドとは異なる形状に発達したほか、細胞の増殖や神経結合、シナプス形成に使うタンパク質も異なっており、発達の初期段階でより高い電気的活動を示しました。著者のアリソン・ムオトリ氏は以下のように述べています。人間の DNA にたった一つの塩基対の変化をもたらすだけで、脳の作りがここまで変わるというのは大変興味深いことです。
Yep.
その培養した臓器のことをオルガノイドっていうことすらを知らなかったから、日本語にするときにオルガノイド脳って言えばいいのか、脳オルガノイドって言えばいいのか分かんなくて、ググったら脳オルガノイドだった。
Yeah, I think it sounds better for some reason.
I guess. いや、なんか普通の感覚で言うと逆かなと思ったんだけど。まあどうでもいいんだけど。Yep.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's weird, right?
It's definitely a little bit weird. And I'm glad that I'm not a Neanderthalized brain organoid in a lab.
Yeah.
What is this existence?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there is an existence or whatever, a consciousness. I kind of hope not, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.I don't even
know. あったらホラーだよ。
Maybe that's just is it ridiculous to think that that could be possible? Seems like it could be possible, right?
I guess. I mean, as a 素人, I wouldn't. てか逆になんだろう。発達させてって、あ、でもそっか。どこまで発達する その度合いによるから、その度合いによっては impossible っていうこともできるんだろうけど。
Like, this is way smarter than like a mosquito. Right?
I guess. I mean, how functionable is it?
Well, it's not connected to anything.
Right.
It has no sensory input.
Right.
It's just... Yeah, there's no sensors connected. So imagine your brain with no sensors connected.
But can you connect it to sensory input?
You probably could. You know. It's like an Arduino board without any of the modules. I don't know if that's a good analogy. Yeah, so should we clone a Neanderthal or not?
Probably not, but I don't know. I don't know. Because,
like, someone would sleep with them?
No, more like human rights point of view. Like, if you create a Neanderthal person, that person is subject to research, right? It's not like he or she can just go out there and live their life to the fullest and, you know.
Well, what if they could? You know, what if we gave him a passport and a driver's license and, you know, a suit? You know, like
even then, social security number? Even then, it feels kind of irresponsible. I mean,
but we do it with modern humans all the time. We don't ask, we just have humans. They're like, hey, you're here now, shit's about to get crazy, AI's gonna kill us all, welcome to the world.
Your parents literally don't exist. It's not like they're dead or, you know, you were adopted or anything. They just don't.
It's a different, you know.
Well, they
story. Yeah, it's a different story. Didn't they do this, like, with Austin? Well, Austin Powers isn't a Neanderthal, so it's different. But
it's like the reason why you're here is for research purpose. That
well, that's only like according to the researchers. You could still be like, yeah, the researchers were part of God's plan to make me exist.
I guess.
And the researchers didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's great if that person can think that way, but there is a great possibility that this person doesn't think that way, right?
What, they're just
and be weirded out. Yeah, the entire
Neanderthal
time. Like,
this Neanderthal is just a real downer. Debbie Downer.
かわいい。だって一人しかいなかったらさ。Okay,
so we should do two? That seems way risky.
No,
that's
but
like twice
you're
as
this
risky.
Like you're this, you're the minority. Like no one understands you. No one can really relate to you because you're the only person. You can't really talk to people about it because they wouldn't understand anyway.
But if no one ever brings back a Neanderthal, that's kind of boring, right?
Yes, I mean, on top of research, it's for your entertainment. Like that's that's worse, right? It's like, oh, you're here because we thought it'd be entertaining to see someone like you.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
And
is that rude?
Everybody knows about you.
But what if the Neanderthal is like, I'm so glad you guys created me. And what a miracle. I'm so lucky. I'm the luckiest Neanderthal that's ever lived. I got to travel, you know, 15,000 years into the future, or probably more. Like 200,000 years into the future. And this is absolutely lit. The movies suck, but the food is great. And I don't mind wearing a mask that much. Wait, he would be extra vulnerable, huh? Based on that research.
A lot of humans don't even feel that way, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I'm so lucky to be here.
I'm slightly pro clone the Neanderthal. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I...
Hantai?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, if it was some, I don't know, cat or something.
Motto kawaisou jan. Sochi no hou ga kawaisou jan.
Eh, nande?
They're bringing back some cat, some ancient cat, some Neanderthal cat that is expecting to have like Neanderthal friends, but instead he's stuck with these humans staring at their phones. It's horrible.
But it's the same thing with Neanderthal, right? It's worse actually, because you will be aware that you're the only one of your kind. Literally.
かっこいいじゃん. <Yeah. laughs> So dope. So dope.
Positively, 捉えればいいけど, 捉えない可能性の方が高いじゃん.
Maybe. I don't know. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, because you're not going to be one of them.
It seems to me like this is possible, though. They could... Like, we're getting closer. I mean, if we can make Neanderthal brains and we sort of have Neanderthal... You know, the genome. I mean, I don't think it makes sense to like devolve ourselves. I don't know if devolve is necessarily the right word, but but maybe that, you know, there's some it always comes back to like, can we change the germline, you know? Can we?
Yeah.
And then we generally conclude that someone will do it. Probably not in Japan. And then, you know, we're going to see someone that just, you know, can jump like 10 meters straight up or something.
Yeah.
Or has super fast reflexes or something.
Yeah. I don't know. So this... I don't really know how this whole thing works, but is this brain still developing, or does it, where does it stop? I mean, how does it work?
Well, I don't think they grow the brains to like a full-size brain.
Right, right.
But yeah, I didn't see any details of like, yeah, we grow these brains, and when we're done, we, you know, chop them up. And I don't know, like, what they do with the brains afterwards, you know. Do they just keep them alive forever? I'm assuming that they're assuming that the brains are just, you know, they exhibit some neural activity, but they're not conscious, right?
Right. And they're probably not, right?
I don't know.
Or at least like not developed enough to be able to be conscious. Like I definitely want to talk to some expert about this.
Some brain organoid expert? I don't think anyone has done this.
Or well, I mean, maybe like... not. Well, maybe not the people who are like dead on doing this kind of research. Yeah. But like at least, you know, neuroscientist or someone.
Yeah, make us feel either better or worse about the brain organoid situation.
Yeah.
But if you're in that field, I imagine you're biased towards thinking it's sort of, you know, it's materialistic or it's not, there's no soul or there's no like being.
Right. But I don't know though. I mean, if you think of some people that we know, doesn't necessarily mean that they're like not spiritual at all or anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, ちょっと気になるね.
Yeah. And there's a practical side of like, who cares? even if there is a consciousness in the brain organoids, you know.
Who cares?
Well, because we can
it's
speculate. Well, if you determine that we can speculate, but we can't know, right? Sort of end up at a who cares? It's not a practical thing to discuss at this stage because we just can't know if there's consciousness there or not.
Well,
sort of Schrodinger's, you know, Neanderthal organoid brain.
I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe just, you know.
It would be bad to find out, you know, 50 years from now that we were just torturing like like Neanderthal spirits or something.
I mean, right now I'm kind of assuming that it's not possible at this level of development or something.
It's a comforting idea.
But I'm curious for sure as to what, you know, experts would think.
文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題は Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。月額240円激安、すべてのテキストと、私が書いている英語表現解説エッセイが読み放題になります、英語表現解説質問があればいつでも受け付けているのでぜひバイリンガルニュース jp@gmail.com まで質問をお気軽に送っていただけると助かります。あと月額360円で、宿題各エピソードごとに出題しています。なんか英語の勉強って言ってもどっかでやればいいか分かんないなみたいな人はぜひそれもやってみてください。スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので皆様のそうしたサポート大変助かります。番組の継続につながるのでぜひよろしくお願いします。バイリンガルニュース .jp ではストアも展開しています。気に入った商品があったらぜひ買ってください買ってください、あとなんだ Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。